Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something I'm doing that kind of inspired this conversation based on something that a listener told Stelly at a conference he was at. So you want to start with kind of the story?
Yeah. So this episode is going to be all about how to do customer service.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
User surveys. The reason why I asked you to talk about this on the episode today is that I was just at a conference and I met a guy that's a podcast listener and also is on your newsletter, Product Habits. And he was telling me how you sent a customer survey, a user survey to learn more about the audience and as you're developing all these different products. And he was telling me how he was answering all your questions and going through the survey as a participant. And he was at the same time trying to like analyze how you structured the customer survey and why you ask the question you asked and the sequence. He was just trying to learn from the experience and was having kind of his own interpretation and his own ways of like thinking about it. And then a little later, you send an email to everybody that's on the newsletter sharing with them in depth why you asked what question, how you designed it, how you thought about it. And this guy was like blown away. He was like, Heaton is the man. This was the most amazing email. It was so good because some things I totally misunderstood. It's just so awesome to see how he broke it down in detail. And it's also such great marketing and da-da-da. He was so enthusiastic that on the cab ride back to the hotel to record the episode today with you, I was like, well, fuck our schedule. We should talk about this, customer service. And it's actually something that, I've done a number of surveys, but it's something I don't feel like I know that much about anyway. So I'm super curious. And I know you've done a ton of them. So I was like, let's talk about it. The people need to know and the people have spoken that they are excited about learning about customer service from you. So yeah, let's just dive right in.
Yeah, sounds awesome. So I'll give the context, which will definitely help everybody listening. I have an email list. It's called Product Habits. And I rebranded it earlier this year, probably around February, March, because I'm really excited about talking about product and helping people with product development. In part, it's because I think it's one of the biggest opportunities all businesses have. And it's also one of the ones I have considering just what I love and what my business partner, Marie, who also helps with it and many other things, loves too, which is creating products because we believe that businesses can't succeed unless they're creating amazing products, great experiences. And so we are working on multiple products at the same time right now, new products. And we were going to go through this process of putting up a survey. And this has become a standard practice where when you start something new, and I even mean a new feature, Stelly, so this is actually applicable to people who have existing products and want to make new features, even like, you know, you folks at Close.io and or anyone that's listening that already has a product or people that are coming up with a new product. And what I like to do, and I've done this for literally all of my businesses. I don't know where I came up with it. It wasn't somebody else. It just was like, I felt like it was obvious, which is before I build something and get really invested in it, I should understand much more about what problems people have. And these days there's names to this, like customer development or customer discovery, or what I love to call it is I've made up a name recently called early access liftoff. And the reason I made that up is like, I really believe that if you do this process right, you can essentially guarantee success in whatever metric you're looking for, or whatever you're trying to do in your business, because you're learning along the way without having to build first. And that's the biggest risk in most business, which is you build a product, then you learn whether people care. And I know a lot of this is like basic, and many of us that have been around a while and read the Lean Startup book understand this, but we're not practicing it. So in some ways, what I'm saying feels repetitive. Even what I'm doing and explaining to people with this early access surveying feels repetitive, but yet this gentleman who kind of probably understood the concept, he still told you that he was blown away by getting an explanation of why we ask these questions and how we do it. And so we were building, we want to build a product in the document sharing and creation space. We don't know what it is, or we didn't. We have a better idea now, but we still don't know. And so Marie and I decided that we would bring everyone along on the journey that's on the email list, because it's all about product development. We're creating our own product and we're literally sharing things. And sometimes it's very uncomfortable because we're sharing our failures. We're sharing what we learn and all that. In the case of the survey, I think it was less uncomfortable for us and more valuable. The uncomfortable part for us was how much pressure we had to create a much better early access survey, a much better explanation of it than we had ever done before. Like, I haven't really explained this beyond like companies I advise or invested in. And so I think what that person's seeing is, and I wanted to hit on this real quick, which is the marketing. The marketing is not marketing if people love it, number one. It's not marketing if you're genuine about your intention with it, and marketing meaning the bad word of marketing. So what we're doing is we're literally doing things and then sharing what we learn about the space we're exploring. But more important than that, we're sharing exactly how we decided to come up with these questions. And that's what was really valuable for people, which was not a surprise to me, but it was super interesting to see that people are latching onto that. And it's also helping, obviously, us build our brand and all that kind of stuff, which is great. So an early access survey basically helps you understand before you build something what the challenges people have are. And we actually did it to go get people to interview and ask questions to about it to understand even deeper problems that they have or even deeper understanding of the problems they have that they described in the survey. So our survey was a 6-question survey, and I'm just going to go through the questions really quickly, Stelly, and I'm sure we've got more stuff to go into. First thing was actually a call to action, which is, and this survey was only for the email list specifically. So what we said is, share your opinion with us and be one of the first to get early access to our new software. There's no other way to get access. This is all true. And we don't even have it built yet. So we're making a promise. And one thing I want to say just to start with is, when you say share your opinion, that is some of the most powerful things that you can say to somebody else versus give me your feedback or tell us how we're doing or any of that. Because the thing is, everyone wants to share their damn opinion, right, Stelly?
That's true. And it's also very differentiated, because usually it's like give us feedback is like the more commonly used way of asking for this type of information, instead of saying, hey, just share your opinion about something.
Yeah, so basically, exactly. And so, and this is a key point, because like everybody asks for feedback, like you said. And honestly, human beings don't want to give each other feedback. It's not something we naturally do. But if asked for our opinion, we will literally always give it. And the reason is, feedback implies like you're telling somebody else something about them that's negative, to be honest. Like that's just what feedback implies, because it has this heaviness to it. While when you say opinion, it's like, I just want to know your opinion. I'm dying to know your opinion. Like we haven't used copy like that, but I would use copy like that because it disarms a person and makes them feel like this is not as serious as it really is, for example, right? You're not going to do anything crazy with it, or they don't need to come up with something amazing. They just need to tell you what they think. And so that's the first tip, which is use that kind of language when you're doing any kind of feedback that you want, any kind of surveying you're doing. When you ask for people's opinions, they're much more likely to be open to give it. And then basically, so that was like just the way we got in. And we had more detail like, you know, you and your team create and share documents every day. Our goal is to create software that helps you throughout the whole process. Plus, because you're part of the product habits list, you get to learn as we build. So we really hit on, and again, this copy was scrutinized, believe it or not. All copy I write is scrutinized, believe it or not. And then this is the best part. I started the headline in that welcome message with share your opinion. Guess what the call to action is? Share your opinion.
Well, so that's matching. You know, the button is matching the title of the question.
Yeah.
That seems like a best practice in terms of converting.
And this isn't even, this isn't even the question. This is like a welcome message you can put in type form.
Oh, nice.
So it's exactly matching.